Sky is falling, bombs are raining. World's on fire, no more blaming. Economic crash can't stop the craving. Food is scarce, but we're remaining.
Hey, this is James from SurvivalPunk.com. Good morning. It is 60 degrees. Holy schmoly. That's fantastic. I love the summer. Well, it's spring, but today we're going to talk about small-scale manufacturing. This one should be a fantastically fun episode. Okay, there we go. I forgot to record the housekeeping thing yesterday. I'm going to try to do that today, or I'll have time. I don't know. Coming up with a show episode today, and I had one that I came up with, and I forgot it, and then I forgot this one too. Write down your ideas, you guys. I was on Facebook, and I was trying to see what people are thinking about, what people are talking about, so that the episodes aren't just an echo chamber. Right, there's some episodes that are, we'll say, cornerstone episodes, right? Like, fucking water storage. Water storage doesn't need a lot of input, right? Water storage just is, you know? There's not a whole lot of advances in water storage. But, see what people are thinking and feeling about economic trends and whatnot. That needs input. But anyway, I was on Facebook, I was scrolling. Self-reliance, inventor Nicole Sauce had a post where she's looking for a new pair of trousers. Levi stopped using denim a while back, so she switched from Levi to Duluth, a brand of Duluth, not the fire hose pants, but a different brand. They're discontinuing those pants, and now she's on the lookout for a new pair of pants. That got me thinking. I had the hint of an idea the other day, and this is a continuation of it, right? There's a lot of opportunity to be had in small scale. Starting out, right? The world's the limit, but starting out small, right? With the tariffs, maybe making, with the tariffs definitely probably making imports more expensive and incentivizing American manufacturing, there's a big opportunity there, right? So the problem is the solution. Imports are more expensive. Fucking make it. Some people are going to come out of all of this a lot richer. And it could be you, right? You could be the next fucking Rockefeller. You could be. Or you can at least become comfortable. I read that post, right, where she's looking for a pair of pants, and I'm like, why can't someone be the next John Willis and just start making good work pants? I mean, how much you get or you make a pattern for pants, and you just use good quality real denim? Yeah, you're good. I mean, handmade pants. I'm sure someone out there is making handmade good pants from denim. How much would a good handmade pair of pants from denim cost? Probably like $100. I mean, especially on a small scale, right? But if you're making, if you get a reputation for being the best pants, they're going to start selling. I mean, it'd be a lot of work, but you get a couple of your pants out there to people. If you made the best work pants for working on a homestead and you sent one out to one of these people, Nicole Sauce, for example, and she fucking loved them, she would tell people about them and people would buy them. You probably quickly would have to have more machines and employees. for a while, though, you could probably make your own stuff, right? So that's just one example. Just thinking as a pants manufacturer, if there are a lot of things that have gone overseas, and there's a lot of things where the quality isn't good. Even on some American stuff, I've bitched about the whole prep bowl thing a lot, but it's true. I've been eyeballing a vintage Tupperware prep bowl, not a particular one. I'm not looking at a particular one. Just overall, I'm gonna go on like eBay and get a Tupperware bowl, because those things have lasted a long time. Tupperware in general should last a long time. I guess I just wasn't. I'm just salty that I spent like $5 on a prep bowl and it lasted a decade, and now I can't buy one, right? I guess if inflation and all that, that $5 prep bowl or whatever it was that I spent for is probably now a $20 prep bowl. Because why not? Not so, I gave you the example of making jeans, which is a good one, right? I don't, it would require some investment. All this stuff, you can't manufacture without an investment, right? There's basically nothing you're going to be able to do on this list without, you're going to need a business loan. You're going to need to invest some kind of money. Another big one that really pops into my mind is 3D printing. That is, it's getting to the point where it's a little saturated now, but it opens up a whole world of small scale manufacturing, that a whole bunch of possibilities of all kinds of stuff that did not exist before 3D printers. And I like a lot of the technologies that are emerging. It's really in its infancy. It is poised to just break out. There are so many things you can do with a 3D printer. I don't have one. Couchtail Mike does. He hasn't used his in a while, but he has one. There are so many things that you can manufacture fairly quickly and easily that just wasn't around before, right? If you have an idea, you can rapidly prototype it with a 3D printer and make it look good. There's whole markets. Years ago, I saw a picture somewhere on social media, and it was the scene from the first Zelda movie, Zelda video game, where the little wizard guy in the cave is saying, "It's dangerous out there, take this with you." And it has notches for swords to sit in for your keys. For some weird reason, I have invented a tradition with my wife where for Christmas, I give her a Zelda gift every year. Zelda was her favorite video game when she was a little girl. I give her a Zelda gift. That was it, right? So you hang your keys on it, then you hang the sword up, and then when you go out for the day, you take your sword. Super neat little gift. But I saw it on social media, and I went looking. I think what I ended up doing was reverse image searching, and I found someone that was 3D printing them for sale. And I also found the files where you could print your own. So if you have a printer, boom, there you go. But yeah, I found that, and someone invented this. They 3D printed it, and it went viral on social media, and a lot of people probably made some decent money. Yes, it's probably copyright violation, but whatever. Fuck them. The libertarian in me kind of takes issues with copyrights. We're gonna run this motherfucker like survival of the fittest. You make the best Mickey Mouse and you will win. Anyway, there's a million opportunities like that to make things that are needed or wanted. Like that. With the need category, there's all sorts of things you can print that are accessories or parts that people need with a 3D printer. There are people that are 3D printing firearms and lowers, and that is fantastic. I love that. I think I saw someone 3D print an upper as a joke. Someone definitely did, and I can't remember the extent of how poorly it worked. But it was not. Don't do it. I don't suggest you do it. There were failures. But that's a whole nother thing, right? So you can invest in a 3D printer, and you can either, if you have an idea and you want to manufacture it, you can easily start making and selling some of them from the get-go before you have to open a factory or get with a factory. And it's incentivized, right? It's hard to bring stuff in. You should be making it here. So, what else could you do here? There's a million things, right? Yes, they all require an investment. But if you have a skill set, you can be making these things. If you are a welder, like my boy Jeff, there's a bazillion things you could be making. That's not necessarily manufacturing, but still making, right? There are so many things you'd be making. I've seen people that they weld together kind of... You could be making tent stoves. You could be making tiny house wood stoves from that, right? There's so many things you can do from that skill set. We've kind of talked about homesteading, money-making income streams. Everyone makes soap. You can make soap. That's a thing. Herbal remedies. Everyone makes herbal remedies. What else are we importing? So, you're not going to make a car from scratch, right? You're not going to do that. I definitely think clothing is a big one, right? You could be, by all means, you can have like an injection molder. You know what? You could be making that fucking prep bowl that I want in my life. You could be the manufacturer of that prep bowl. And like I said, it ain't gonna be a $5 prep bowl. The things are gonna be more expensive for a while. Cheap junk is coming to an end, and there's probably a point for that, right? Planned obsolescence is a motherfucker. I'm sure every one of you have heard of planned obsolescence. If you haven't, it's where manufacturers build something with the sole, with the premise that it's designed to fail after a time. If you have things and you think, man, it's really starting to break down, that's by design. It's meant to break down, so you have to get a new one. I really like to buy things to last, and that oftentimes now means buying old things. Like I said, I'm sure they're not planning obsolescence in the fucking prep balls I'm buying, but also I don't know that they're building them. They're just throwing those fuckers out there. Not that I'm hard on things. I am kind of hard on things. But I'm not abusing my prep bowls. I'm just using them. Like, I dropped one and it cracked. I'm like, what? Anyway. So, go start a manufacturing business making plastic prep bowls. Your lights are bright, too. Ugh. Anyway. woodworkers and machinists. Both of those, there's a good ability to manufacture some stuff here. You know what? If you want to come away fired up about manufacturing, go read / listen to Atlas Shrugged. I've listened to the audiobook maybe 2 or 3 times. And each time I come away wanting to start an industry. I'm like, can I come up with Reardon Steel? With no experience and no background in metallurgy? Anyway, wood turning, you can make a lot of stuff. Machinist, if you are a machinist, there's a lot of small scale manufacturing that can be done as a machinist. If you're in between jobs because manufacturing is rough, think of a product or go find one and start making it, and you can sell it on Etsy or something, or eBay, or your local economy. What are we importing that would be better quality if made here? That you could compete with the high... You can't compete with cheap Chinese junk. But if cheap Chinese junk is gone, then people start looking for... If you remove the cost, right? If you could buy American for the same quality as you could buy the Chinese import, you probably gonna buy American. If you can sell it on the fact that you're handcrafting a widget that's good, that's meant to last, there's gonna be a portion of people that buy that. And that needs to be you. There's so many opportunities. You know what? We talked about 3D printing lowers. There are... There are certain gun parts as a machinist or a 3D printerist that can be made. You could... Hold on. And there's other ways of manufacturing, like laser carving, engraving... Whatever that, laser cutting. There's parts that you can make for that. If you're, take what you love, see what you can do. Oh, the heat's on to make that. Gun parts, 3D printing lowers. There's something there, right? But even legality, if you're selling triggers or charging handles, no one's coming after you. If you start selling magazines, you might need to be low key. However, that's a cool, that would be, that would specifically be a cool thing to be able to do. If you're able to build your own magazines, that is awesome. There's so many fucking gun things. I still have never bought they weren't in stock, and then I think it's called MagPod. There's a attachment for your AR-15 magazines that goes to the bottom of the magazine that makes it level. It's like a tripod from your magazine. Especially if you're good for like prone or bench shooting. Obviously, it doesn't have any effect if you're standing up straight. Prone shooting seems really awkward too, by the way. I had some weird other point. Oh, never mind. We'll move on. If you're interested, right? If you're like, there's nothing, I can't think of anything to do, fucking make trousers. There's so many things you can do. And I really feel like this internal small-scale manufacturing is going to do very well in the near future. Even if it's like a small-time side hustle, like you do it on demand, right? You're like, someone's like, hey, Kevin makes these things. And they're like, oh, I need one of those things. And you do it on like a kind of demand basis. Like you have your normal thing, and then you're like, oh, yeah, here's that AR-15 special tricked out trigger that I make. Whatever. Whatever it is you do. Let's get to the housekeeping. We're going to do it today. If you like this episode, and the episodes I do, consider joining the Survival Punk Army. You can do that for as low as $5 a month or as much as $50 per year. And with that, you get exclusive discounts, ebooks, and the episodes are convenient to download zip files. Next, you can join on Patreon for as low as $1 or as much as $5 per month. And with that, you get the episode one day early. Next, if you go to survivalpunk.com, you click on any of the episodes, there'll be an Amazon item of the day. If you buy that Amazon item of the day, I make a few pennies. You don't pay anything extra, and it helps support the show. Specifically in that I'm able to buy things to review and talk about and keep that going. I don't usually buy household items with the Amazon money. I buy survival punk podcast related gear so I can tell you about it. So it helps expand that. Lastly, wherever you are hanging out online, do consider sharing the show. There's a policia driving by. There's some sort of emergency. Oh, there's another one. And another one. So many sheriffs. What is going on? Okay, good. That's it. Fun times in the mobile podcasting. You know what? Real quick. Oh, you can consider sharing the show where you're hanging out. I have kicked around the idea of... I don't know if this would be any good. But I've kicked around the idea of setting up a tripod to record me while I'm talking. So there would be video. It wouldn't be a live stream because a portion of my drive doesn't have any internet because I live in the country. But anyway, I thought about that and then I was like, does anyone care? It would make the YouTube videos video, but also just the side of my head while I drive the car wearing a headset. I might do some, like, I thought about doing some live stream episodes, like if I'm off that day and I drive out, I'd have to drive down the street and park the car. But anyway, no one wants to see my ugly face. This has been James from StrawPunk.com. DIY to survive, you guys.
Sky is falling, bombs are raining, world's on fire, no more blaming. Economic crash can't stop the craving, food is scarce, but we're remaining. Aliens came with no warning, stole the sun, now it's morning. Countries fight, no more courting. World War III, but we're still storming. Through the chaos, we're surviving. Hand in hand, we keep on striving. When all's lost and hope is dying, we've got each other, no denying. Ash and rubble, streets are crying. No one's trading, tongues are lying. Banks are broken, fortunes flying. We stay strong despite the lying. Through the chaos, we're surviving. Hand in hand, we keep on striving. When all's lost and hope is dying, we've got each other, no denying. Stars are cold, but nights are glowing. Love and strength we keep on showing. End of days, but we're still flowing. Hearts are full when tears are snowing. We'll be right back. driving, hand in hand we keep on striving. When all's lost and hope is dying, we've got each other, no denying.